Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on low-end pressure through a filtered breakdown. In this one, we're not just taking the bass away and hoping the drop feels bigger, we're going to do it the smart way. Keep the weight, control the movement, and strip the energy down in a way that still feels alive. That's the key idea here. In drum and bass, a breakdown only works if the track still has pulse, identity, and pressure. If everything disappears, the section feels dead, but if you keep the sub, ghost the drums, and filter the mid-bass with intention, you get that amazing feeling where the next drop feels like it's punching through a wall. So let's think like an arranger first, not just a sound designer. The setup for this kind of breakdown usually lives in that 8-bar or 16-bar tension zone right before a drop, switch up, or second drop variation. That's the sweet spot. It gives the listener enough time to feel the contrast, but not so much time that the energy leaks out. For this lesson, imagine a 16-bar breakdown after a strong 8-bar loop. The first part keeps the groove moving, the middle section thins out, and the final bars rebuild tension so the drop lands hard. The first thing we need is a layered bass structure. Think in three roles. You want a sub layer, a movement layer, and a texture layer. The sub is the foundation. Keep it clean, simple, and mono. A sine or triangle-based bass in operator or wavetable is perfect here. Put utility on the sub and set the width to zero. That keeps the low end focused and stable. Then you want a mid bass or reese layer. This is the part that carries the attitude. It can be a wavetable patch, an operator patch, or even a resampled audio bass. This layer is where the filtering will do most of its work. Finally, add a texture layer for a little grit or noise on top. This could be a filtered copy of the mid bass, or a lightly distorted top layer that gives the breakdown some edge without muddying the low end. A really important point here, don't overbuild the sub. In a filtered breakdown, the listener should still feel the bass, even when they can't fully hear the harmonics. That's what creates low-end pressure. The sub is the physical sensation. The mid-bass is the emotional tension. Now, before we even start filtering, make sure the bassline itself can survive with less harmonic content. This is where a lot of people get caught out. If the riff only sounds good when it's wide open, it's going to fall apart once you close the filter. So write a bass phrase that has rhythm. Keep it short and punchy. One bar or two bar motifs are ideal. Use a few offbeat notes so it grooves against the drums, and let the phrase breathe. In rollers, fewer notes usually hit harder. In darker or more neuro-influenced DNB, tighter rhythmic cells and repeated notes can work really well, especially if you automate movement inside the sound. A good trick is to think in call and response. Let the sub hit, then let the mid-bass answer. Or do a short stab after a snare ghost, then leave space. That kind of phrasing keeps the breakdown feeling musical, not just technical. Now let's build the filtered version. On the mid-bass lane, add auto filter and set it to a low-pass mode. A 24 dB slope is a solid place to start. Set the cutoff somewhere in the range of about 180 to 500 Hz, depending on how much tone you want left in the sound. The lower you go, the more ghosted it feels. The higher you go, the more identity stays in the line. Add a small amount of resonance too, just enough to give it a little vocal or nasal edge, not enough to make it whistle. And here's the important part. Automate that cutoff. Don't just park it in one spot. Let it move across the breakdown. A static filter sounds like an effect. A moving filter sounds like arrangement. On the sublayer, keep things mostly intact, but you can also shape it gently if needed. If the breakdown needs to feel like it's slowly receding, a subtle low pass or tiny level move can help. Just don't overprocess the sub. The moment the sub gets wide or unstable, the whole illusion starts to fall apart. This is where a macro rack can be super useful. You can map cutoff, resonance, and drive together so you can shape the whole breakdown from one control. That makes the movement feel more musical and helps you stay consistent across the section. Now let's talk about keeping pressure when the filter closes. This is one of the biggest intermediate level tricks in DNB arrangement. Don't rely on EQ alone. If you only remove frequencies, the bass can vanish. If you add a bit of saturation, the sound stays present even when the harmonic content is reduced. So try a gentle saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. Or use overdrive if you want a little more character. Drum bus can also work really well for this, especially if you want a bit of density and glue. The idea is not to make the breakdown louder. The idea is to make it feel physically alive even while it's filtered. A good rule of thumb is this. If you want more weight before the filter, saturate first and filter after. If you want more audible tension in the mids, filter first and saturate after. That order changes the feel a lot, so experiment with it. Now we need the drums to keep the section moving. A filtered breakdown should not feel like the drums completely dropped out. In drum and bass, even a stripped back section should still pulse. So keep some break fragments, ghost snares, light kick ghosts, hats, or a restrained rim pattern. Chop your breaks in simpler or slice them to audio. Use EQA to high pass the drum bus so the low end doesn't fight the sub. Then use auto filter on the drum bus to sweep some top end away in the middle of the breakdown if you want it to feel darker and more controlled. A nice structure for a 16-bar breakdown is this. The first four bars keep a fuller break groove, but with the bass reduced. Bars 5 through 8 thin the drums out a bit more. Bars 9 through 12 can bring back a ghost snare or kick pattern to restore movement. Then bars 13 through 16 should rebuild energy with a fill, a reverse crash, and a pickup into the next drop. That kind of progression is huge. It stops the section from flattening out. Now let's shape the whole thing with automation. This is where the breakdown starts to breathe. Automate the bass filter cutoff over time. Automate send levels into reverb or delay for select hits. Automate utility gain if you want a tiny lift or dip before the drop. Open the reverb and delay space a little during the breakdown, then pull it back before impact. You can also use EQ8 on the bass bus to slowly open up a bit of upper mid character toward the end. A really effective move is to slowly raise the bass cutoff over 8 bars, moving from something like 150 Hz up toward 700 Hz. That makes the bass feel like it's gradually emerging from behind a curtain. And just before the drop, take a little bit of level away. Even a 1 or 2 dB dip can make the drop feel much bigger when it returns. Now add filtered effects, but keep them supportive. Don't let the effects steal the spotlight from the bass idea. Dark reversed cymbals, noise sweeps, filtered impacts, short reverb throws, and echo with shaped high and low cuts all work well. Keep the returns cleaned up so they don't cloud the low end. One really effective trick is to send a filtered bass stab into a long reverb return, then cut the dry sound quickly on the next bar. That gives you a ghost image of the bass without actually filling the low end with mud. It's very effective in dark DNB, especially when you want the breakdown to feel haunted rather than empty. Then we hit the rebuild. The last 2 to 4 bars of the breakdown should feel like the track is loading pressure. This is the moment where you bring back energy without giving the whole drop away too early. Open the bass filter a little more. Add a snare pickup or a denser percussion figure. Bring in a reverse crash or a short riser. Maybe do a drum fill that leaves a bit of space before the downbeat. This is a big arrangement secret. The drop hits harder when the rebuild is clean and intentional. If the breakdown just stays busy all the way to the end, the impact gets smeared. But if you leave a small pocket of clarity before the drop, the listener feels the release much more strongly. That also means you should pay close attention to the very last bar. Sometimes less is more. A brief moment of near silence or a stripped-down pickup can make the drop feel enormous. Think of it like a breath before the impact. Now do the boring but essential check. Listen in mono, and check it at low volume too. If the sub disappears in mono, you've got phase or width issues. If the breakdown feels louder than the drop, you may have too much mid-range or effects buildup. If the drums are eating the bass, carve some space around 80 to 150 Hz and keep the break under control. And one more teacher note here. Don't trust solo mode. A bass line that sounds amazing by itself can collapse when the kick, snare, and break are in the mix. Always check the full context. The real question is not does the bass sound cool. The real question is does the whole section feel like it's building pressure? A few pro ideas if you want to push this darker or heavier. Try parallel distortion on a duplicated bass lane and blend it quietly under the clean sub. Try alternating filter states every bar for a pumping feel. Try resampling the filtered section and chopping it into a few new fills. Or use tiny pitch dips on the sub leading into key notes to make the tension feel more uneasy and more live. And if you want the arrangement to feel even more advanced, try a fake double breakdown. Build one filtered section, briefly open the bass for a bar or two, then filter it again before the real drop. That false lift can make the final impact hit way harder. So to recap the core idea, keep the sub mono and controlled. Filter the mid bass with purpose. Let the drums keep a broken groove alive, and use automation to make the section breathe instead of just disappear. The goal is not silence. The goal is perceived pressure. That's what makes a filtered breakdown in drum and bass feel huge. For your practice, take an existing 8-bar DNB loop and stretch it into a 16-bar breakdown. Keep the groove alive, filter the bass, ghost the drums, add a couple of FX layers, and build a clean pre-drop rise. Then check it in mono and make sure the drop feels bigger because of the contrast. That's the whole move. Controlled tension, low-end pressure, and a rebuild that slams. Let's get into Ableton and make it breathe.